bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 9th chapter of Luke. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? This devotion is not about a man who recently tossed money from his car onto a Los Angeles freeway. Nor is this devotion about the fact that the police department asked all the folks who had picked up the man's cash from the freeway to turn it in to the Azusa Police Department or the California Highway Patrol. Truly, either of those topics would have made a good devotion, and I regret not being able to write them. This devotion centers on the folks who stopped their cars on a Los Angeles freeway so they could get out and pick up the man's money. To all those folks, I have a question, and that question is this. Have you folks lost all touch with reality? Don't you know the kind of things which can happen to you on a busy expressway? Is your life really worth the few bucks you collected which are not your own? Well, I guess that was three questions, and I feel better for having asked them. Maybe you feel the same way. We all know having cash is nice, but there's no amount of money worth risking your life, is there? That's the point Jesus was trying to make in today's daily devotion verse. He wants us to know we're not ahead if we manage to own the entire world, but end up losing our souls. That ought to be pretty basic thinking. But as the folks picking up cash on the highway show us, people don't always get the simple things. All around us we see folks who forget about their souls and spend all their time taking care of their bodies and minds. Maybe that's why Jesus regularly encouraged people to have the right priorities. The Savior had come to give his life so we might be saved from our sins and spend eternity with him. He didn't want us to forget him, to ignore his sacrifice, or put eternal life way down on the list of things we're going to do someday. Jesus wants us to keep first things first, and that means believe on him while today is still today. Now, I'm pretty sure you do that, so let's pray for those who don't. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I give thanks you have saved me and the Holy Spirit has put faith into my heart. Today I speak for some special people in my life whose priorities seem confused. Be with them, dear Lord, so they might see the wonders of your love and the greatness of your sacrifice. In your name I pray it. Amen.